AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has declared a state of emergency in California as the state confronts the latest storm system. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
In many parts of Northern California, they are stacking sandbags. Last week, the concern was snow. This week, it's rain and floods. The rain is already coming down, and it's melting snow. That combination is what worries officials.
Flooding is imminent. Please evacuate your residents now.
Residents who are staying are trying their best to get ready.
We have our solar-powered lamps ready.
In some areas, the rains are forecast to continue into next week. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Biden is responding to the latest jobs report, which showed more than 300,000 positions were added last month. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president calls it a good jobs report, but investors worry it will lead the Federal Reserve to increase interest rates at a faster clip. The next report on consumer prices is due next Tuesday. Mr. Biden says he hopes it will show inflation to be in solid shape.
I feel confident that we're headed in the right direction.
Asked about budget proposals House Republicans are beginning to offer, Mr. Biden said one GOP plan would result in drastic federal cuts to police, firefighters, and health care.
I don't know. We just have a very different value set.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Sexual assaults are up at military academies nationwide. CBS's Cammy McCormick has that story.
One in five females say they experienced unwanted sexual contact. This report shows an 18% jump in assaults over the previous year. The Navy in particular showed nearly double the number. The student survey found increases in everything from touching to rape at all of the schools.
Suspected drug cartel members in Mexico have handed over five people reportedly involved in the deadly kidnapping last Friday of four Americans. Two Americans and a Mexican woman were killed when gunmen opened fire on the four U.S. citizens in the city of Matamoros. The Americans had come to Mexico for a medical procedure. We're learning more details about yesterday's mass shooting at a Jehovah's Witness meeting hall in Hamburg, Germany. CBS's Holly Williams catches us up.
German officials say the gunman had a sport shooting license to carry the pistol he used. Police also say they'd previously received an anonymous letter warning them that the shooter may have undiagnosed mental health issues.
Eight people were killed in that attack, including the shooter who killed himself.
Hello there. Hello. Sorry.
Are you visitors? Priest Edward greeting crowds of people in Edinburgh today. He was named the new Duke of Edinburgh. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media premium weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Jim Santel for just a few more minutes. As you point out, this is a civil trial, not a criminal trial. You think that the Trump org will end up with the death penalty under New York law.
Letitia James, she's doing a civil case, right? This is a criminal matter.
Oh, it is. So I misunderstood.
It is, yes.
Normally I leave the being wrong to Dom.
Right?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
The Shaw.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Tucker Carlson was the debate kid that even the other debate kids didn't like. He wanted to be Alex P. Keaton, but lacked the charm. I don't think he can catch a ball. Think if I threw Tucker Carlson a ball, I'd hit him in the face. And not if I threw it hard, I don't mean like that. Just like if I toss it to him, I think he'd... It's not very kind of me. Come on, Jeff, you can do better than that. Let's go to Tom from Philadelphia. How you doing, Tom?
I'm fine, Jeff. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
So, I just had a brief comment about the Kevin McCarthy handing over the video to Tucker Carlson business.
Yep.
I wish I would hear somebody, one of our politicians, stand up and say, oh, these people kind of tiptoe around the word fascist. That is straight out of the fascist handbook, cooperation between government, corrupt government officials, yep, and big business. It's just hits you in the face.
No,
I don't know why we don't hear that more often. And isn't Tucker aiding and giving comfort to the enemy of the, yes, United States?
Yes.
Somebody who, I just don't understand how it doesn't make a bigger, isn't an even bigger issue.
Yeah, and when Donald Trump was elected, the thing I asked was, imagine it was 1932, we lived in Germany, what do we wish we would have done? That it's, and I think there's a few challenges here. One is because there's so many wonderful things we have to atone for, to be sure, but also so many wonderful things about this country. And the good news about January 6th is the government still stands, and Joe Biden remained president, and the election, and we did have, if not the fully peaceful, it's still ultimately a peaceful transition of power. We should all be thankful for that. I don't think we have the vocabulary, the shared understanding of the threats. I'm not going so far as we take it for granted, but I think on the margins we kind of do. I think there's so many people, particularly the wealthy and comfortable, who do value democracy and realize the value that democracy has had even to their wealth and comfort, that are like, well, is it really that serious? And it's hard. And if you cry wolf all the time, right, eventually people don't hear it. But having state media,
true,
having a 30% plus block of people, that's all it took for Hitler to get elected. And I know, how long does it take before Hitler gets cited? I understand. But a powerfully organized, militarized, with communications technology minority can take over a technologically advanced country. Like, that has happened before. And it really is scary. And I don't like admitting how scary it is, because I like going about my day. I like petting my dog. He's been here every day. He just sits here politely. I haven't brought him up because in case he barked, I wanted to blame it on somebody else's dog. But I want to be able to just walk my dog and have a nice time. And I don't think we have the rhetorical architecture prepared to deal with what we're dealing with now. We certainly don't have the communications apparatuses, right? Like, that's one of the reasons I value this show so much. But there's never been a threat like Fox News. There's been a threat like Donald Trump. That hasn't happened in the country yet, and we got to figure out how to deal with it. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I would love there to be the kind of media outreach on the left that Fox gives the right. Yeah. Instead, we've got a guy who is third in line to be president of the United States, who is openly, unapologetically handing a huge propaganda tool to help cement the big lie about the election.
Yeah.
And I run around like Chicken Little all the time saying the sky is falling, to the point where even my friends and family, I start to open up and I say, Tom, okay, that's enough, because it seems to me like the bad guys are making a huge amount of progress.
For sure.
Years ago, to have somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene in Congress, even when she was, I would say, I haven't gotten bad enough that she'll be allowed to stick around. That just can't be.
Yeah, or put on a National Security Committee.
And being Speaker, which she may as well. She's just basically a Russian agent, as far as I'm concerned, and among other things.
Yeah. Well, no,
I just think more people don't see it.
I appreciate it, and I think it is. I mean, if you use the Second Coming type on the head of the newspaper every day, people don't see the Second Coming type as important anymore, and it's a challenge. And I don't want to criticize NPR, because I so value them, and I think public media is so very important. But we lack the collective tone of voice. Right? I think that the liberal politeness. And I don't mean political persuasion. I mean by liberal merely. I mean the tradition of politeness. I mean liberal meaning much of what happened after World War II, which includes very much a more right-wing economic perspective. That the word liberal, to be clear. But the I remember when during the Muslim ban, I was listening to NPR, and NPR was using the same tone of voice, and as they're trained to do. Say, well, the president has banned people from Muslim countries from entering the United States. And I remember the story they did about kids being put in cages. Again, I value NPR very much, but they were there saying, well, they're children from South America and Mexico being put into cages. I'm like, at some point, we have to have another tone of voice. At some point, there has to be, when George Will says, oh, there's already liberal media, it's NPR. It's like, listen, public media, public television, deeply important. We have to have pro-democracy, purpose-driven media, including public media. I wish it could double and triple its public funding. And at the same time, we need more outlets that allow for a different tone of voice. Because at some point, what if people are just straight up put in work camps? And we have the same tone of voice. Oh, well, thousands of people were rounded up, put in work camps today. Some people think it's a bad thing. Others think it's justified because those people are, I don't know, the wrong sort of people. That we don't have all of the tools to deal with the rising threat. Leonard Leo just got $1.6 billion. Right? This is the guy who architected the Federal Society takeover of the Supreme Court and eviscerated women's right to choose. That didn't happen because we elected one president. That didn't happen because of a change of mind or a different reading of precedent by some Supreme Court justice. That happened because of an onward, beat by beat, drumbeat by drumbeat, step by step, brick by brick, dollar by dollar, media propaganda piece by media propaganda piece, voter suppression by voter suppression, pride-swallowing siege to overtake the federal judiciary. And then as his reward, he got $1.6 billion, the biggest gift that anyone has ever given or received in the history of world politics. And the purpose, and shout out to ProPublica, the purpose is to create the Federal Society of everything, of media, of finance, of technology, of entertainment, of education. To create the Federalist Society of everything. That Leonard Leo's argument, his case that he made to Barside, it's S-E-I-D, I think it's Barside. That's the industrialist who just turned 90 and said, well, why don't I give you $1.6 billion? Why don't I make you the... Clarence Thomas called Leonard Leo the third most powerful person in the world. And I said, why don't I add to that power by giving you over $1 billion to spend. And Leonard Leo's case was, look what we did with the Federalist Society. We can do the Federalist Society of everything. And they build something called the Teneo Network. And what's the Teneo Network? Well, you haven't heard about it that much yet because they're not always supposed to talk about it. Again, thank you to ProPublica. But it includes Josh Hawley, and it includes sort of the next generation of right-wing strategists to create the Federalist Society of everything. This is something that is worth more than my voice. This is something that is worth, I don't know, something approaching the Second Coming type. This is worth asking more friends to join this community that you all have built over the years, and why I appreciate you so much. We'll be back. This is Tom's show. I'm Jeff.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. Speed round coming up.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's go straight to Edward from Philadelphia. You're on the Tom Hartmann Program. I'm Jeff. Edward? Edward, it's our big moment, man. All right, Edward, I'm putting you on hold because I am interested in what you have to say. But whatever's happening, I can't have everybody hearing it, because it might be something untoward that happens, something you don't want us to listen into, something very private in your own household that if we broadcast to millions of people across America, you might regret it, and I might feel bad that I was doing my substitute teacher job poorly today. So instead, we're going to go to Devon from Pittsburgh. Hey, Devon.
Hey, sub. I've actually been a substitute teacher, and it really blows. So,
thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, and because you have to deal with all the, you know, students that know that you're not the regular teacher, so they can get away with whatever. So here I'm going to hit you right off the top with a whatever. So the first thing is, you sound like Tom. Like, you have the same cadence.
I sound like who?
You use a lot of it. You cadence, not necessarily voice, although the voice, the tenor is very similar.
I missed who you said I sound like. I sound like who?
Tom Hartman.
Oh, Tom Hartman. Oh, I thought you said Trump.
Oh, God, no.
I thought you said Trump.
No.
All right.
No. So
I take that as a compliment. Go on.
That's to the good. Here's what I think could maybe get some focus, which is to say, I'm a woman. I don't know if you knew I was a woman before you picked up the phone, because I've got an androgynous name. But I've listened to like 6, maybe 8 guys, like in a row.
Yeah.
So, teacher, could you please call on more girls? Because girls have something to say, too.
Oh, that's a good one.
So there's that. Here's what I have to talk about.
Can I pause there? Can I pause there just to say the number? She's totally right. And I said this, we said this just the other day, we said it also on International Women's Day, that the study I cite is a law school study that talked about how, and because that's when started getting through my thick skull, is that dudes in law school are more likely to raise their hand than women students, not according to me, but according to the study. And and what helped is the teachers specifically encouraged it. Right? Not right. To shame, but to encourage. And so I should take a moment and please listen, Devon. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name right. And please, yes, I would ask women to call in 202-808-9925. We had almost exclusively women's calls on International Women's Day. Certainly the first half of the show it was entirely. But it shouldn't just be one day, right? That'd be tokenism and kind of not great. 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. Back to you, Devon.
Yes, sir. And all those deadhead women out there, you remember when we sang along to "That's Right, the Women Are Smarter"? That's right. I can't believe I'm singing. The women are smarter. Women are smarter than the men. That's right. Okay, so here's the thing. Today, in the New York Times, early this morning, they published an article that says that Saudi Arabia has formed an alliance with Iran, negotiated through China. So I'm thinking, wow, this is a huge deal. Like, this will be the first thing on the news, and surely the people in Congress, the senators, if no one else, are doing something to immediately halt all arms sales to Saudi Arabia. But no, none of those things is happening. I called my senator, Casey, I live in Pittsburgh. I called my senator. His office is closed today. So then I used to live in Virginia, and I had a fairly good relationship with Tim Kaine, so I called his office. His office is closed today. Now, I don't know what's going on, but here's the other thing that seems odd. The television broadcasts are not talking about this unholy alliance. So someone needs to be out front.
Yeah.
So I called the White House, I called the switchboard, but someone needs to be out front and say, hey, we need to stop all those sales to Saudi Arabia, all those arms, all those, you know, weapons of mass destruction. We need to stop selling them, not next week, not next month, like now.
Yeah. Well, well, Devon, I appreciate the call. No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, it just freaks me out that, you know, I think that Carmen had a really good point. That was the last woman I think that was on, and she talked about how we brought all the Germans over here after World War One to teach us how to make explosives. And the guy she was thinking of, Werner von Braun, sure enough, not only did he come to America, but he came to one of my least favorite Army ammunition plants, which is in Virginia. It's called the Radford Army Ammunition Plant. Mm-hmm. And just so everybody knows, like, you know, right now today, they're pumping out munitions to give away to Ukraine. Yeah. They're pumping out munitions, like private arms manufacturers and a company called BAE Systems, one of the largest defense contractors in England. Mm-hmm. They run the Radford Army Ammunition Plant for a profit. And at that plant is a company called Alliant Tech Systems, and they get boo-coo contracts. Like from Saudi Arabia. Well, so right here in America today, it's happening. And, you know, we need to stop arming the Saudis because they're going to give all that stuff to Iran.
Well, Devon, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. And thanks for being a fan of the show. And thanks also for being a substitute teacher and having some empathy for one. But y'all have been great. So I got all the gratitude. But thank you so much, Devon.
Right on. Thank you. See you, Jeff.
Here's one thing I'll say. Let me talk real politic for a moment. So here's what's true, is this country can't operate without oil. Can't. Not at this point in the movie. Germany can't operate, hasn't been able to operate without Russian oil. One of the reasons, we know this, right? We track these stories. That one of the reasons that Germany was having a hard time figuring out how to engage, or should they engage in sanctions, should they send aid to Iraq, should they send tanks to Iraq, Ukraine, was that the natural resource arrangements they have with Russia are deeply important to the function of their economy. That is neither to, I say that not to excuse it or to criticize it. I say it to face reality as we think about political strategy. It's one of the reasons why yesterday we spent so much time, and why I hope people listening will continue to spend time in your own lives on figuring out how we can build a smarter energy future. It's why somebody puts a solar panel on their house as a patriot. By somebody who figures out a low scale at scale. It's like I covered the story about how there were 10,000 initiatives with 20,000 projects involving 2 million people that helped turn Europe to finally having more solar and wind than they have natural gas. Because ultimately, if we are operating on fossil fuels, we got to rely on too many folks who've got them. And it's why we've got to think not only in terms of national security, but long-term national security. That means being energy smart.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
202-808-9925. Your call's coming up.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. After two massive bank failures in 3 days, President Biden says people and businesses can, quote, have confidence their bank deposits will be there when they need them. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
All depositors at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank will have access to their money. Even those accounts which were above the $250,000 FDIC limit.
Mr. Biden plans to talk about it later today. There was a lot of this last night at the Oscars.
And the Oscar goes to... Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
The movie took home 7 awards, including Best Director and Best Picture, and historic wins for stars like Ki-Wei Kwan and Michelle Yeoh. And the U.S. and South Korea begin 11 days of war games, angering North Korea. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said, if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has something special for everybody. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans. Experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes, Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, the incredible Columbia, the whole beautiful gorge, as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for our friend Anthony Alvarado. Anthony Alvarado, who has the crazy brain info. Anthony, you and I have danced around various titles for your segment, and I like the idea of it changing its title every time. What are we titling it today?
When your producer asked me to come on this Friday, she called it, she's asked if I would do the Cosmic Mind segment. So that's what we're going with.
Cosmic Mind. What did we call it last time?
I forget.
Our Cosmic Mind does not remember how we have described the Cosmic Mind in the past. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing well. What is on our Cosmic Mind today?
So as always, I want to talk about some some mind-blowing mind facts. I got three things to share.
That was what we called it, mind-blowing mind facts before. We definitely called it that at least once. Go on.
Number one, new research out of Berkeley University. This is from Dr. Walker at Berkeley University. He's calling REM sleep overnight therapy. So according to Dr. Walker, when we sleep and go through the REM stage, which is the dreaming stage of sleep, it integrates and takes the rough edges off of painful memories. And he calls it overnight therapy. So I think this was already known for learning. When we sleep, it helps us integrate new information. But now they're saying that it helps us process emotions as well. So my tip for people that want to use that to, live a little more calmly and groundedly is make sure you're getting enough sleep. And I think a good trick for that is set a bedtime. You know, even though we're adults, we need bedtimes too. If you set yourself a goal of I'm going to try to get to sleep or start a bedtime ritual at a certain hour, that's going to help you a lot. Having that regular sleep schedule is really healthy for people.
Yeah, so a standard sleep-wake, because we know now, we sort of knew it before, but now there's new data to underline and explicate that REM sleep, that sort of deeper sleep, is therapy. Helps us deal with stress, integrate stuff in our minds, help clarify the stories we tell ourselves. Good for lifespan, good for productivity, good for overall happiness, good for relieving trauma. And your tip on being able to get that overnight therapy is to make sure you actually set a bedtime so you can have the standard sleep-wake schedule.
And another thing is maybe find an activity that is relaxing that can kind of like wind you towards bedtime. Things like yoga, meditation, breath work. These are all things that they activate the parasympathetic nervous system. That's the part of your body that is telling you to relax. You're safe. You can chill out, be grounded, be calm. Which is the opposite
of the paramilitary. That's different. Go on.
Fight or flight mode, which I think in modern day life we can get stuck in too much and too often.
Yep.
Which brings me to the second mind-blowing.
Second mind-blowing fact on Cosmic Brain. Go on.
That I wanted to talk about, and that is box breath. Now, this is a type of breath work. Mm. This is a type of breathing that slows down your breath, and it has a root in ancient techniques out of India and like Chinese Ayurvedic medicine. But it's so useful that they use it. The Navy SEALs have used this method successfully and say that's a very valuable tool. Now, the way box breath works is it's really easy to try out. You breathe in for four counts. You hold for four. You breathe out for four. And then you hold at the bottom. And so you can almost picture it like a square. And what it does is you're forcing your breath to be steady, calm, slow, regular. And that's the opposite of shallow breathing. Researchers say that most of us in modern day life, most of us tend to breathe more rapidly than we should be. And frankly, too shallow and too fast. So this is a great thing to try in the evenings as part of this bedtime ritual that I was talking about.
The box breath, it's a box as you breathe in, breathe up for 4 seconds, hold across for 4 seconds. Not necessarily 4 seconds, four counts.
Yeah,
breathe out down for four counts, and then hold at the bottom for 4 seconds. That's why it's called box breath. And the idea is that we know that breathing has a big impact on activating our frontal lobes, at reducing the fight or flight response, again, dealing with stress and helping us think better. You know, I'll tell you, try to amplify for a moment. I was at lunch with a guy who had actually bought lunch with me at a charity auction. I understand that might seem like a worthless thing, and the sort of joke was on him twice, but we can set aside the ridicule. I've heard plenty from professionals. And he said, I noticed, Jeff, and this is part of my own path of kind of improvement and redemption. And he said, I noticed you have a shallow breathing pattern. It never occurred to me in my life. I never thought about my breathing. And he said, you know, he was a Yale-trained, as it turned out, Yale-trained social worker. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, most of the people I work with, and he was nice about it. I knew that meant mostly felons. So, you know, most people I work with, pretty much everything we do, and we had had conversations about that, whether it was getting involved in prayer, and he wasn't a pretty religious guy, but prayer had some meaningful impact, whether it was timeouts, whether it was exercise, whether it was talk therapy, whether it was behavioral therapy. He says, pretty much everything we do is just to get people to breathe. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing we do. It impacts them. And he said, you know, if you'll take 10 deep breaths a day, it'll change your breathing pattern.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's powerful.
And besides even, you know, like there's a lot of techniques, box breath being one of them. But just like you just said, taking a moment to pause and have a big inhalation and exhalation, just like taking a moment for a deep breath or two, is super important. A lot of these things that I find really interesting are that this is like, you know, cutting edge research and science coming out of modern day academia is confirming stuff that people have been talking about and have
in India for thousands of years, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which brings me to the third mind-blowing mind fact.
Third mind-blowing mind fact, the cosmic brain.
that I wanted to share today, and that is something that I've kind of cooked up on my own. I think people have talked about it, but I call it the sock drawer trick, and that is a way to take a break from your phone. And, you know, we're so used to having our telephones in our pockets all the time, and anytime you're bored and you want to entertain yourself, or anytime you know, it's just constantly there. And it's like walking around with a pocket full of candy bars in your coat pockets.
Oh, yum. I love candy bars.
But, you know, there's a trade-off to that.
Oh, yeah.
So
too many candy bars.
What I want, my tip for people to try is put your phone, try this afternoon or sometime this weekend, put your phone somewhere hard to get to. Leave it in your sock drawer. Leave it under your pillow, leave it on top of the fridge, and just play with that idea. Maybe for half an hour, maybe for a couple hours, maybe all day. And I think
Anthony, that is sacrilege. So I was with you on the sleep. even the box breath. But how am I supposed to play Angry Birds if my phone is in my sock drawer? How am I supposed to like get angry about some text message I've received or something posted on social media if my phone is in the sock drawer? I don't understand.
You know, Jeff, I tried this out almost on accident because I busted my laptop. I dropped my laptop and had to take it into the shop. And then I was like, what if I don't go online at all for the whole day while it's getting repaired? I'm going to try this out. And I left my phone in my sock drawer. And then I cheated a couple times. Like I had to call a buddy. I had to look something up. I'd walk to go use my phone.
And it worked. We're going to break, but it worked. And I believe that technique also, putting the smartphone in the sock drawer, also initiated in the last century, a few centuries ago in India, I think also. Anthony Alvarado, Cosmic Brain, mind-blowing mind facts. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back truly with your calls, 202-808-9925, right after this.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear, nothing shows on the back of your ear, and at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. That's 800-256-1842.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We're back here on the Tom Hartman program. I want to go straight to Kim in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kim, thanks for calling. Oh, Kim, can you hear me? Kim? Oklahoma.
Can you hear me, Jeff?
Yes, I can. Hello.
I'm so glad I got to talk to you today. You're doing a great job,
Thank
as
you.
Usual.
Thank you.
Listen, I am just disheartened as I can be, because here it is real early in 2023, and I'm already seeing 2024 as the same election as I lived through in 2016 and again in 2020. I don't see any way to not vote for the corporatist option, no matter which party's going to get in there again. And how can we possibly be looking at another election with Trump? Really? Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, is there something that is not being done that could be done to influence the parties to give us better options? I mean,
yes.
How long can they survive if they won't give us real options?
And so I appreciate the question. I want to answer the question. And I have lots of thoughts on the question, but I also want to make sure I am hearing well enough when you say, because I will put in my own view about what I view as to be a better option. But when you say a better option, what do you mean? Did I lose you, Kim? Yeah, you asked your question. I can answer it even if we did lose you.
Can you not hear me?
You cut out for a second.
Anybody was thrilled with Biden. I don't think anybody was thrilled with Biden.
Right, but what would a better option be? What would a better option look like?
I can't tell you,
right.
And they won't let us see.
Got
and
it.
The reason they won't is because they have to keep pushing the corporatist options on us. They won't let us see what else is available in the world. We can't vote for our own interests. And I mean we by both sides of the aisle.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take a crack.
Yeah.
And we could do five shows on that excellent question and still not fully cover it. But I'm going to give you the header. We have to change the power structure. And I understand that can seem almost like the push and shove dictionary. You look under push, it says shove. You look under shove, it says push. But we're talking about how do you change the power structure if you can't change the power structure? It means we have to find targets of opportunity. Sometimes that's the presidency. I would say that the president of the United States is, I mean, if you look at where the biggest sort of pro-social impacts that have been made in the last century were probably made under the FDR administration and the LBJ administration. Nobody would call those two people sort of fluffy-hearted socialists, right? FDR was called a traitor to his class. But what he was able to do was marshal huge popular support. But again, he wasn't some poor shoeless monk who was of the manner born. That ultimately, what presidents do is they win. They're able to ride atop the wave of the power structure and win majorities. So what we have to do is we have to impact the wave. We have to impact the power structure. We have to what impacted FDR and the kind of politician he was that there were farmers' workers' movements. There were strong pro-democracy and pro-social movements happening in Louisiana and Minnesota all over. In fact, so he relied, yes, on a bunch of Southern votes, but also on the votes of people who, which included, by the way, people said, weren't all excited about rich people, right? And that meant there had to be a base of, a strong base of support for things like the New Deal, right? He didn't create that support. He rode atop it. Politicians are expert, and I say this not to knock them, right? That politicians are expert at kind of reading the power dynamic and figuring out how to win with that power dynamic. So we have to change that power dynamic. That's why I value this program so much. That's why I value this community so much. That's why I've been pushing, listen, you want to change power dynamic, here's one thing to do. Go in localities. I'm going to say this probably every week I'm on. Go to localities and push for publicly financed elections in cities across the country. You'll be able to pass those in a bunch of cities. You've got a bunch of fluffy-hearted people that run cities across this country. Push publicly financed elections. What that'll mean is that people in the earlier stage, you'll have more chance of getting some mayor someday who has a chance to be some governor maybe someday or some member of Congress someday who never had to make the same promises with people who are too deeply entrenched in the current power structure, too deeply entrenched in the current economic structure. That is a thing that we can do. I already mentioned the show, but let me say a second thing is build this kind of thing, is build grassroots networks, build media networks, leave progressive organizations in your will. Find resource to make sure there can be more radio stations, more markets that are able to have this kind of program, not just this kind of program, more people who are able to even earn a living, not necessarily just volunteer, but earn a living as the kind of people who put this show on. And I don't mean me. I mean Sean, I mean Joyce, I mean Nate, I mean Tom, the people who work every single day with democracy on their minds. We need more of that because we know the people who fund Fox News aren't going to do it. We know Leonard Leo's not going to do it. We know Barsai's not going to do it. We know the Koch brothers aren't going to do it. We need real resource to build more channels, and I don't just mean TV channels, to communicate. A third thing, local, 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 local. That doesn't mean disregard the presidential race. It's important, but local, 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 local. Fight for your state representatives. Fight for city council people. Fight for a system of sortition so we actually have real democracy, so we have citizen juries impacting some number of more of the decisions. Think about how we can do things downscale at scale. That's not going to solve it overnight. I totally recognize it, right? But even to get to FDR, it first took the progressive era, and that was 30 years prior, right? Much of the stuff even passed by LBJ and FDR was dusting off documents and proposals that had happened in 1910. By people who are realizing, holy mackerel, this transition from the agrarian age to the industrial age is leaving a lot of people behind. Same thing is happening as we move from an industrial age to an information age. It's leaving a lot of people behind. And we've got to build the mechanisms by which we govern ourselves in order to help more people catch up. And that's not merely going to happen with the presidency. Like Joe Biden grading on a curve, that guy's actually accomplished stuff, right? You're going to grade him on a curve. Which president over the last 50 years you like better? What I'm saying, if you want to get really inspired, don't just rely on the presidency. Rely on ourselves, rely on local, and build infrastructure to change the power structure.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-258-5617. 800-258-5617. 800-258-5617. That's 800-258-5617. March 15th. March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you. You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.